Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday. We're one step closer, getting close to that NFL draft on Thursday night, kicking off with the first round, and more importantly, kicking off with the first ever Cheesehead TV live draft party in person, downtown Green Bay. Corey Banky throwing it down with Packers fans from all over the state. Indeed, all over the country. I've heard some people coming in from other states for this thing. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of Packers fans waiting for the Packers to pick. You know how it is. The Packers are always so good. We always have to spend the draft waiting for them, waiting. But there's going to be a lot of fun going on. There's going to be, like I said, tons of Packers fans to talk to about the Green Bay Packers, about the NFL draft. We're going to have Carry the G specials. We're going to have tons of different raffle prizes and things for you to take home, some Packers goodness, and then fun surprises. So come on out if you're in the Green Bay area, or even if you're not. And if you can't make it out on Thursday night, I hope you'll join me here on the live stream on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, along with Patreon members, Carry the G Club members here on YouTube, hanging out on Zoom, talking about everything, anything, green and gold, NFL draft, Packers related. It's always a good time. Always a lot of special guests showing up on Thursday night as well. So hopefully you guys will be joining me, joining Corey, and more importantly, and probably most importantly, if you want to be informed and you want to know what the hell is going on, you're going to get yourself a Cheesehead TV draft guide. You still have a couple days to get your 2024 Cheesehead TV draft guide. There is a link in the description of this video where you can go purchase yours right now. It is a download. You can download it right onto your device, even as I'm talking to you. Start flipping through and getting to know each and every one of these prospects and enjoy tons of other great Packers content. You know you want to do it, people. Do it. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see you, Callum. How you doing? Of course, Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Brandy's here. Naturally, Brandy's here. You know what? Talking to some regulars here, right? People that have been around the YouTube channel and the brand really for a long time, and you know, you get comfortable with them. You have the idea that maybe you know they're moving on, you're moving on, and I'm so glad they're here. And I think the Packers might be in that situation with their safety position, maybe after the draft, if things fall a certain way and they don't have the numbers that they were expecting, and maybe they don't find the value they are looking for in a, let's be honest, a somewhat weak safety class. I was looking at Rudy Ford last night, watching some old games, and I'm thinking, you know, there's some real fun flashes, and then there are games where, whew, maybe it is hard to watch. But a guy, you know his makeup, they know everything he's about, and there's nothing that he's done, at least on the defensive side of the ball, that takes away how good he can be on special teams and has been on special teams, especially as a gunner. I do think there's a path kind of forward here if the Packers, like I said, get on the other end of the draft and maybe that safety room doesn't quite look up to snuff. I still think there's a chance that Ford gets a call and he's back with the green and gold for 2024. We'll see. I'm not saying it's a priority phone call they got to make, but he is certainly, like I said, someone they know. And they know, yes, his upside and what he can do on teams and how he can help the team, especially as a depth piece, kind of a in case of emergency, break glass type of player on the defensive side of the ball, but also what his limitations are and what they, you know, shouldn't ask him to do and where he probably isn't best suited to help them. So, you know, as far as a fallback option, you could do a lot worse. So I'll be interested to see if he gets a call if the draft goes a certain way. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see you. Hope you're all doing well. Joey, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Mims, no matter what. I love this idea. I know there are some Packers fans who are scared off by the fact that he hasn't played a lot of ball, but I'm about looking forward and not looking back. And I think, you know, it's obviously a roll of the dice. Almost every selection is. But, man, if you come up sixes with this kid, you are set at tackle for a long time at a high level. I think he's just beginning to scratch the surface of his potential. And if the Packers could get it out of him, I think that'd be a lot of fun to watch, no doubt. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? In Goot we trust, random Packer Antonio Chapman. I'm glad you started us off. There's two super chats in with this because I did want to address a comment from yesterday's video. After I was done live, someone had commented, I think it was the very first comment, when will the random Packers end? And I said, I hope they never do. I hope, obviously, it will dissipate somewhat as we get closer to the season or in the season, because there'll be a lot of other stuff to talk about. But my brother in Christ, it is April. Let the fans have their fun with random Packers. It ain't hurting you none. Sorry, just had to get that off my chest. Random Packers for life. Abdul, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, would you be concerned/disappointed if we don't draft a high round safety? Feels like our defense is a safety away from taking the next step. No, not at all. Check out my draft crushes today. I got a couple guys from the secondary that I'd like to see, and I don't think either of them are going to be high draft choices, quote unquote. And you never know where talent's going to come. You know, Morgan Burnett wasn't a, quote, high draft choice, and he was their starter right away his rookie year, you know? No, not disappointed at all. It's all about finding that fit value-wise in the draft. And if the safety class isn't quite as, you know, high-ended, I guess you could say, as maybe comparative to some others, that doesn't mean that you can't find contributors throughout the draft. It doesn't mean that because the value wasn't there in the first or second round that guys you might select in the third or even fourth round can't help you immediately. Hell, look no further than last season on the offensive side of the ball. Certainly, the beginning of the year was hard to watch and very frustrating, but as you got into the second half of the season, you started to watch a lot of these young players start to mature and figure it out. And yes, no, by any stretch of the imagination, have they figured it out, quote unquote? No, but you saw them learn and develop and grow and help you win football games in real time almost. I mean, throughout the course of their rookie season. No reason a safety, you know, selected, say, in round three or four can't do the exact same thing for the Packers this season. I wouldn't definitely not be disappointed in that. Bagdaddy, how you doing, man? Pro tip, Pack loves the three cone, especially times less than 7 seconds. That is very true. And it's the kind of thing that I'm fine understanding that that is something that they look for or have traditionally gone with when it comes to their draft selections. But the older I get, the less I care. I just like guys that I like. I look at the tape. I watch how they play. I love trying to project how they look in green and gold and how they would fit within the Packers' schemes and systems, etc. But when it comes down to getting that granular with it, I got way too much other shit going on in my life to care. And like that doesn't, I'm not disparaging anyone who does that kind of thing. And it's Godspeed. That's the way you do it. Awesome. Love it. And hell yes, that's what the Packers do, right? But there comes a point, I think, in my life anyway, where, you know, I understand my role here as a fan and someone who creates content and wants to connect with other Packers fans. Like, there are certainly, you know, a segment of Packers fandom that wants to take those kind of deep dives. Man, I am just not one of them. It just kind of sucks the joy out of it for me. But again, the Packers are doing that in-house because that is their profession. My profession is trying to entertain you guys and trying to connect with you on a level where we can all enjoy the Green Bay Packers. That's how I see it anyway. So that's a long-winded way of saying, cool. Jeezy baby, what's up, man? In Goot, we trust. Random Packer Antonio Chapman corrected. I love it. Ian, how are you? Thanks for everything you do, Aaron. Any pick on Thursday that would disappoint you? Also, Random Packer Craig Knoll. Craig Knoll's a good one. I think we had him once a long time ago. You guys are looking for my disappointment. I just talked about this on the radio. The last time I got mad, and I mean mad about a draft pick, it was when the Packers took Kenny Clark instead of Mack in the first round. And Kenny went on to become one of my favorite players of all time. My days of getting disappointed and or mad or upset about draft picks are long, long past. Are in the rearview mirror. Like, there'll be surprises, I have no doubt. There'll be questions. I still, you know, remember the Josh Myers selection and being like, well, isn't Humphrey supposed to be the consensus top center on the board? I guess they know something. And turns out they kind of didn't. I think any fair reading of that selection would say that they probably made a misstep there. But that's part of the draft. You know, and again, I can't get upset about it. I can't get mad about it. You're talking about, you know, three cone drills and wanting timing under the, like, that's just part of how granular they're getting information wise inside the building. They've got reams and reams of info and data and things that I'll never touch or be privy to. How in the world can I turn around and go, you've made a huge misstep here? Like, I get upset or disappointed about it. Makes no sense to me. at least now. I guess I'm just too old and too jaded, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like, look, if they took a punter in the first round, I might have some questions. But outside of that, I'm just, I don't know, man. Getting disappointed or upset about something that you have no idea how it's going to turn out, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Jason, what's up, man? The new Texans jerseys are awesome. I've always wanted the Packers to use the old-fashioned football-shaped G for a throwback alt jersey. I mean, who knows what they're going to be doing with their jerseys. I do know the Packers are working on something jersey-wise as like alternate or slash throwback or slash whatever that isn't their traditional home or away. I don't know what it is. And I do know that UniWatch had put something out there, I think it was yesterday, about the Packers potentially looking at the white helmets, the alternative helmets. And I've seen a lot of people putting up kind of mocks of potential helmets with a G on them. Like you're talking about the G. I think the alternates that they're looking at are the literal all white helmets that they wore. And I think UniWatch had a couple pictures from the 50s with the Packers wearing them. I think there's a real possibility that ends up happening. But as far as the football shaped G, I love that. I'd love to see it. I haven't seen anything indicating that they're going to go that route anytime soon. Abdul, thanks again, man. If we trade back from 25, what is most likely? A first next year, a second this year, or a second next year? Random Packer, Jarius Wynn. That's a good pull. I mean, it's really impossible to say without knowing who is being targeted at 25. If there's someone trying to jump up for a quarterback, it's probably a first next year. But if someone looking for, I don't know, a linebacker, a wide receiver, or whatever, you know, and trying to get down, and or the Packers are happy to go down, like I would think, yeah, you'll probably get a second this year. But it really depends on how badly that team wants to get back up there and secure that fifth round option. I would suspect it's probably the Packers would probably hold out. And this has happened, I think, a couple times now in the last few years that Brian has talked about, where there were calls by teams asking to get kind of up into back into the first round. And the Packers were more than content to stick there and make the selection rather than drop down because what was on offer wasn't enough in Brian's eyes. So I would suspect it would have to be if they're talking serious turkey, I think they would at least get a second this year. That would be minimum in my eyes. I don't think they want to push off till next year, but we'll see. John, always ready to rub it in. Do you think Kai Havertz could be a field goal kicker? Go Pack Go. You know, I'm just sitting over here trying to talk Packers, man. I don't need to be talking about Premier League. I don't know why you would bring that up today of all days. Can't fathom it. Hey, and by the way, I just said this on the radio. I'm going to say it again here for all the people like John who like to rub it in. Look, I got accused a long time ago about only liking Chelsea because they were good. They were winning all the time, won a bunch of trophies, etc. And oh, you just like you're a front runner, blah, 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 which wasn't true. Like I married into Chelsea and I've stuck with them. Even now when they suck and are embarrassing at times, I'm still a Chelsea fan. Still here, John. Oh, God, they suck. Em, what's up? No matter what, go Pack Go. Thanks for everything, Nags. Thank you, Em. Thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Really appreciate you, man. Hope we see you on Thursday night and throughout the draft, dude. Ed, what's up? Just want every pick to be a Hall of Fame player. How hard can it be? You know, Ed, that's a good question. How hard can it be? Can you not just select future Hall of Famers every time, Brian Gutekunst? What, like it's hard? Sounds easy enough to me. Sean, thanks for the super chat, man. Green, Davenport, and Fisher, the good old days. Go Pack Go. That was a hell of a backfield, man. That 2003 crew, each one of those guys averaging over 5 yards per carry on the season. Come on, man. And it doesn't get better than that game against Denver and Lambeau when they, you know, clinched the division. Come on, man. Come on. Abdul, thanks again, man. You mentioned in your talk with Billy that you wouldn't be surprised if half of the guys who were at the Bucks game love Dylan Dobbs Watson aren't there next year. Who do you think won't be there? I have no idea. That's the point. That's why it's fascinating, right? I mean, you never know. Guys we think are like killing it now suddenly show up and maybe they don't look quite as consistent, or maybe there's another young buck coming up behind them that starts eating away at their playing time. I don't know. That's the point. You never know. And that's why the NFL, you know, they say not for long. It's hard. It's a hard league to be consistent in, and it's a hard league to win consistently in, and it's a hard league to stay in if you're a player. What the average NFL player's career, I believe now, is at 3.5 seasons. It used to be 2.5, then it was 3. I think now it's 3.5. You know, it is hard damn work staying in the NFL. All those guys are still very, very young. Who knows where they're going to be in 2 years, let alone 3 or 4. It's hard, man. It's hard. And so much is up to the players themselves. So much work, especially now with the collective bargaining agreement being the way it is, the impetus is on the players to be doing all the work in the offseason on their own, away from the facility. It is so individualistically driven in the offseason that when you get back into the building, you know, there's no guarantee that that guy's going to hit the ground running, and then who knows who might come up and lap him. It's a cutthroat business, man. Cutthroat biz. Aaron Picard, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Can't wait to welcome new random Packers to the fray. Random Packer, Willie Buchanan. See, doesn't feel like a random Packer because he's a pretty well-known and important all-time great, but hasn't been utilized yet, so he is somewhat random in that regard. Well played. Well played indeed. Nick, how are you, man? Packers throwback needs to be a standout uni, in my opinion. A standard uni. I believe you're talking about the all greens, the 50s that they've been utilizing these last few years. I know Murphy said when they first introduced it, it was a 5-year deal. So I think, I don't know what year we're on now. I think 4. But yeah, I'm with you. I wish they would not only utilize it every year, I wish they'd utilize it more than once. I love those uniforms, but I know not everyone loves them. And I know not everyone loves the idea of Packers having alternate uniforms, but yeah, I love them. Jake, thanks for the super sticker. Appreciate you, man. Pack Daddy, thanks again, man. What do your kids think of Tortured Poets Department? Random Packer LaShawn Johnson. Ooh, LaShawn Johnson. That's a first timer right there. That's really good. Olive is all in, thinks it's genius, loves it, won't hear any bad words about it. Madeline and I, actually my oldest and I, are on the same wavelength. I think, and as does Madeline, that there's a preponderance of evidence that Taylor is in need of a new producer and desperately needs some self-editing. I mean, I'm all for 30 plus tracks. Great. Awesome. But as a body of work, it's way too incoherent. And there's a lot of stuff that could have been kept / you know, in the vault, so to speak. But it's still Taylor, and there's still really awesome moments and some really incredible, inspired writing. I mean, she's too good to put out something that's completely, you know, disposable. Or ignorable, if that's a word. So yeah, like I said, it's kind of a house divided. Olive won't hear it. Olive thinks it's genius and tells us just to shut up and tells me to sleep with one eye open. It's good times. Jason, thanks for the super chat. Did you watch Jordan's latest podcast with his trainer? It sounds like he's making himself into a machine. I did not. I saw a short clip on social, but I haven't dove in yet. I most certainly will. Hopefully after the draft. There's just too much going on, but I have seen clips of him working out. I have seen him like doing the rounds, so to speak. I'm excited, man. This is what I'm talking about, right? Being down to the player and the work they put in. You love to see it from QB1. No doubt about it. Soder, how are you, man? Pick away. Taking Friday off as the draft is a high holy day in the Soder household, and a fair amount of sacrament will be consumed. Random Packer, Tom Toner. Another first timer. That's incredible. And I hear you, man. You got to be ready that Friday. You see, now it's not like the old days where you could just like get into a bunker with your boys and consume the draft for 48 hours and then, you know, pop out on the other side and go to work. Now, you know, this prime time stuff, work day on Friday, like, you know, they've just messed it all up. So Godspeed. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Forgot Random Packer. Don Chandler, again, pretty well known, but has been mentioned, so fair play. She said, Joey, how are you, man? 2003 will always thank the Vikings for choking. Oh, it was a magical moment in Lambeau Field, I'll tell you that. The Nate Poole catch, you can't beat it. That was amazing. H. Carrington, thanks for the super chat. Just for that commenter, Random Packer, Eric Metcalf. Man, we are down the rabbit hole now. I love it. Abdul, thanks again, man. Do we draft another kicker? Jesus God, I hope not. Lord, please no. You just did that just to get me going. I'm not falling for the bait. I'm wise to you, Abdul. Good God, no, I hope not. They just drafted one that they're trying to, quote, develop, and they brought in some competition. No, God, no more sinking draft capital into kickers. No, please, no. John, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Chris, play the banjo. Chris Banjo, man. I think he got kind of a raw deal in Green Bay. I really liked him as a player. And he did good stuff when he was down in Arizona, too. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for having even a smidgen of your day taken up by Cheesehead TV. I really, really appreciate it. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And like I said, check out the information about the draft party. It's going to be a lot of fun on Thursday night with Corey in Green Bay or here on the YouTube channel. We're always throwing down each and every draft. I'll be here for all 3 days, so it's going to be good. Settle in. Like Soder said, take Friday off. Come join us and hang out. Always a good time. Please hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.